are talking to Christian Griffith. And Christian, right now you're kind of, well, say you're in the Midwest, so you're in Iowa, crossing about, we'll say halfway through the country, running from coast to coast. Tell us a bit about your story and why you're doing this.
Well, I mean, in short, I'm a victim of childhood sexual abuse. Really interesting timing with the story of the teacher that we just seen come out. But, you know, when it happened to me back in the 80s, I isolated. Didn't want anyone to know. And, you know, because of that, I developed a lot of coping mechanisms and behaviors that I'm not necessarily proud of. Fast forward about 30, 35 years later, and I'm now trying to work on those problems and deal with that. Part of my treatment, I learned that I didn't need to isolate, that there's an army of us out there that have been through this, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a parent, whether it's a family friend, whether it's a stranger. And, you know, one in three girls sexually abused before the age of 18, one in six boys. It's a big deal. But we don't talk about it. We talk about cancer. We talk about everything else. So, you know, as someone who has turned their life around through treatment, I'm a big believer in it. And I want to spread that message. And I want to raise money so that others can have treatment. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm out here trying to raise $1 million, make a lot of noise, running from New York to San Francisco, doing speaking engagements along the way, have people come out and run with me, and really just challenging people to, hey, you know, throw $3 at us, $5 at us, you know. Every little bit helps on our mission to raise money for the prevention and treatment of child abuse.
Now, Christian, some people may say running coast to coast itself is kind of a crazy idea. Do you get a little bit of that? What in the heck are you doing?
Well, I mean, I'm an ultra-endurance athlete. And I've run over 100 ultramarathons anyway, and a number of, you know, obstacle course races, survival runs, various extreme type events. So for me to do something else like that, just another one of those, and attach Help for Children, the charity that provides the grant money to these local organizations, I wouldn't get much attention, right? Oh, Christian, doing another marathon, hurrah, hurrah, right? But, you know, running across the country was something that seemed insurmountable to me. Just seemed like something that is like, how could I possibly do that? How can I get up and run a marathon plus a 10K every day until I get from one end to the other?
Is that kind of what you do, the marathon plus a little bit? Is that the best way to describe each day's journey?
Yeah, I mean, if you're familiar with the ultra world, it's a little more than a 50K. If you're not, yeah, 26. I'm running about 32, 34 miles a day.
What's it like when you're out there on the road running?
When people come out and join me, which I really encourage, and we've had a lot of that, it goes by pretty quickly. You know, there's a lot of getting to know each other, some chatting. A lot of them have a story themselves, so I get to hear their story or share mine. And that's really powerful, and it kind of raises the benchmark for all of us, right? But getting more people talking, more people comfortable about talking about what's happened to them so they can take the next move to treatment. But when I'm alone, you know, part of this journey, it's called Run to Heal for a reason. Yes, I want to help others heal, but it's also for my own healing. I mean, one thing I've learned through therapy is that I'm not very good at forgiving myself and forgiving those who molested me. And so I carry rage from that. And that rage allows them to still continue to have a place in my life to kind of control me a little bit. So I'm learning really hard I'm trying really hard to learn how to let go of that rage and, you know, how to just become healthier, how to become comfortable and, you know, just try to let this go because it will make my life a lot better as well. So I spent a lot of time thinking about that. You know, it's lonely out here sometimes, especially in Iowa.
And you are in Iowa. You just got, I guess, you crossed the border or something late yesterday. Do you wake up some mornings and wonder, where am I staying at when you're doing this doing this trip, or do you have a good staff who keeps you grounded in where you're at? Because it's a long ways to run.
It is a long ways to run. But, you know, I try not to think about too many of the logistics. You know, Mike Tyson had a saying a long time ago that everybody has a plan and then they get punched in the mouth, right? And that's what happened to me. I mean, from the get-go, I showed up with all kinds of ideas on how I was going to run it, what my pace was going to be, blah, blah, blah. And then I started out and got hit with that nor'easter in New Jersey, tons of snow and ice, and Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, Ohio is an absolute nightmare. It wasn't until I rolled into Indiana that I started to get some decent weather and, you know, was able to feel a little bit better about the run. But, you know, that's all good because it's kind of like, feels like I got all the nasty stuff out of the way. Everything feels easier. You know, it's just really nice to be out here. It's a blessing to be able to cross the country on 2 feet. Not many people get to do that.
Christian, what's it like when you mentioned that? You know, people talk about riding a bike a long ways across. Of course, we have the bike ride across Iowa. People say that's different because you're right out in the scenery. What's it like when you're doing it running? You are right in the midst of things. You're not driving on interstates. You're not doing the bypasses. You're out in nature seeing things. What is that like for you in seeing parts of the country as you're doing this?
It's been amazing from a number of perspectives. You know, one, my mentor and hero in life, and really probably the only person, man, that I trusted as I was growing up was my grandfather, World War II veteran, Flying Tiger in the U.S. Army Air Force, and he died recently. And one interesting thing about it, he died about 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. But I've had this bird, and I know it's not the same bird and blah, 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 but I've had this bird that continues to follow me. It's this black bird with orange wings. There's a million of them around here. And it comes and it lays on different power lines as I keep moving along. And I like to believe that that's my grandfather looking over me. And, you know, it's kind of weird, but it gives me comfort. And I talk to the bird while I'm out here. And I think another cool thing is seeing people, you know, when you drive through a place or you see a place on TV or anything, you know, you just kind of blaze on through. Maybe you stop at a gas station and talk to a gas station clerk, whatever. But when you're on 2 feet, everything slows down and you absorb more. So, you know, I'm having conversations with people in their yards, you know, that see me on TV or see me in the newspaper or something, you know. Or people pull over, you know, they have their kids in the back of the car. They pull over and they want to set an example for their kids, so they tell their kids what I'm doing, and they hand me a $20 bill out the window. Or, you know, the negative stuff, too. I mean, let's be real, it's not all sunshine and kittens. I ran through Gary, Indiana, and it terrified me. I mean, just to be honest, it was a really scary experience. There were more boarded up places than there were people inhabiting them, and it was very sad for me. So, you know, I experienced this sort of myriad of emotions as I go, and it's a heck of an adventure.
Now, obviously, you're about halfway through, thereabouts. So far, is it worth it? Is it what you expected? Is it going the way you expected? And I guess follow up to then, what do you expect for the next few weeks as you get to the West Coast?
It's been everything I expected and more. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's hard to ask for money. It's not something I'm good at. I feel really cheesy doing it. You know, there's a million stories out there about charities and mismanaged money. And, you know, I understand people's apprehension. It's why I was very diligent before I decided to do this for Help the Children, because I really wanted to prove they're on the up and up, and they are. And the research is all out there. But, you know, that's been the hardest part for me, is that I know I need to ask for it. You know, I know you have to do that. People aren't just going to do it. Like, and I should know this, marketing 101, and I'm a marketer. But I've never been good at you know, just asking people for money. So I think that's been the hardest part, is just, you know, remembering in interviews like this or when I'm face-to-face with people, just remembering to say, hey, you know, if you can help us out, cool. If you can't, please share it on social. You know, at Run to Heal, RUN, the number 2, HEAL. Is our Instagram handle or Facebook, and share the story. You never know who you're going to touch. And at the end of the day, that's my goal. I mean, yes, I want to raise the money, but I also want to have an impact on people.
Well, we were talking to Christian Griffiths running across the country to raise money for sexual abuse education. And Christian, I guess if you had any final thoughts or comments for folks about your efforts, what message would you like to make sure they understand?
Really and truly, if anyone out there has been sexually abused or physically abused in any way, emotionally abused, verbally abused, you know, it's all abuse. And you're going to do what I did. It's well-known fact that, you know, you tend to isolate. You don't want anyone to know. You don't talk about it. You don't tell people about it. And you just try to package it away and move on with your life. The unfortunate circumstance of that is that that's really not possible. It's going to come out in other ways in your life. It's going to come out in your relationships or your behaviors. And, you know, you can prevent a really difficult and long road if you acknowledge it, find someone you trust, talk to them, and begin the journey to healing, because it's the only way out. It really is. An alcoholic is not just going to become an unalcoholic. You aren't going to become an unabused survivor. And you need to deal with it and work towards a happy, healthy, and authentic life. And that's why I'm out here. I want the boys to know that. The girls are killing it, right? We're seeing that all over the place. Weinstein, gymnastics, boom, they kick the door down. I think the only thing missing is a voice for the men, and that's what I'd like to be.
Well, thank Christian for taking some time out. I know you got a 50K run to get in today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it just started, so I got about 30 to go. Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for talking.
Thanks. Good luck.